this part of the season now where everybody's been linked with people and this, that and the other. We've had inquiries from Jordan. I'm not quite sure if there's been an official approach for him from Ipswich, but I know that they've asked the question and obviously that got refuted very quickly. We don't want to lose any of our players. We've had inquiries for other players as well, and it just tells you that the team are doing well and individuals are doing well. And you're obviously, when a team are doing well, people are always going to look at your best players in within that structure of your team. So we're not a selling club. We've sold Bailey, we've sold Joe this season, but they were more down to the players wanting to leave rather than us selling them.
So as far as you're concerned, there's been no official offer for him?
I can't say 100% because I haven't really spoke to Peter since it came out this morning. So wherever it's been leaked from, it hasn't been leaked from us. I can presume where it's going to come from. But we don't want to do anything because Jordan is a good player for us, bright future, paid a small fee for him and just shows how well he's been doing and what people think of him.
As far as you're aware, he's still happy here?
Oh, look, he's got a big smile on his face today, plenty of banter on the training ground. He miscontrols one and says, never mind, £1 million, you won't get 20 grand for you. So that's just basically what football's all about. Every club in the country, in Europe, are vulnerable while the window's still open. That's always going to be the case for all players. And every player has a price. But we're very much in the mould that we don't have to sell players unless we think it's the right thing to do.
What's next for him, though, in his development? How does he come from being a player linked with a £1.5-2 million move to being linked with a £5-6 million move?
Just keep working hard, doing the good things that he's doing, and ultimately just keep improving. I think he's still raw, but he's got enthusiasm, which is a massive part of his game. He's got work rate, desire. I think he needs to tidy up a little bit on his finishing. It can be a little bit more clinical, but don't forget, this kid was 2 years ago, more or less, working in a waitress as a in a cocktail bar.
Not singing,
I'll give you the lyrics. But that's how far he's come in a short space of time. And we've worked with him and he's suffered disappointment over a period of time with sending off a long-term injury that he's had. The kid just lives for today and is doing extremely well and wants to improve all the time. So we'll see. If we can turn him into a £5-6 million player, then we've done ever so well.
What he does for you, he does well, I think, doesn't he? But I guess it's just goals that perhaps he needs to add to his game on a more regular basis.
I think every striker are judged by the number of goals, and every striker will go through phases where they miss chances. Everybody wants a real clinical striker that when they come along, they take them chances. Yeah, Jordan's had a few chances over the last few weeks and not taking them, but sometimes strikers give you more than actual goals. You look at his work rate. You give me a 6'2" striker who can run the channel, who holds it up and gets on the end of things and score goals, they're all playing in the Premier League. So we've got a lad that's got them raw ingredients that will get better because he spends a lot of time out on the training pitch trying to improve, and we're more than happy to keep him out there and doing the work that he's doing.